Track 2, Neil's Take. By a strange coincidence, we have two stories about weight loss this month. Neil's is the first to contribute.
Late last year, I reported that I was under scrutiny for my weight. Well, here we are, almost 12 months on, and I have to confess that I have made little progress. But let me say first, I am far from barrel-shaped, just a bit slack around the waist. I was caught bang to rights the other evening. We were closing down the Shady Pines TV room for the night. Mrs. H was plumping up the cushions. "Have you had a snack?" she demanded. "There are crumbs where you've been sitting." Well, it would hardly take Miss Marple to crack that it was me. There are only two of us living at Shady Pines, so the finger of guilt was clearly pointed at me. You could almost hear my brain whirring to come up with a plausible explanation. I knew this was a coded admonishment for me sneaking some illicit food while under renewed pressure to do something about the expanding waistline. "They were low-fat crisps," I countered weakly. Mrs. H is like a walking government health warning. I only have to look at a piece of cake and she appears like a genie out of the lamp to reel off a list of diseases that will strike me if I don't watch my weight. Getting ready for bed is the time when I come under greatest focus. "You really do have to do something about your weight," she says, observing me as I pull off my shirt. "Fat around your waist at your age is dangerous. You can't keep snacking on nibbles. And it's that beer you drink." Oh, yes, I knew that would come up. Anyone would think I am single-handedly keeping a certain brewery from Southwold in business. If I spot something in the supermarket and comment I fancy it, Mrs. H sees it and reads the label. "What shall we have with our salad tonight?" she asked. "How about one of these quiches?" I replied, more in hope than anticipation. "Look at the saturated fat content," she exclaimed, "and there's at least enough salt in there for an adult's entire daily consumption." In fact, I rarely eat between meals. Toast for breakfast, a sandwich at lunchtime, or maybe on occasion some fruit and yoghurt, and eventually an evening meal. But my protestations fall on deaf ears. "You do snack when you watch television," Mrs. H persisted. "Besides, it's not always how much you eat, but what you eat. Look what you have in your sandwiches." Okay, I have to admit, I do like a tasty sandwich, something beyond the boring cheese. And yes, a few crisps with it. But I do try and give a nod to healthy options by adding the odd tomato and a slice of cucumber. And when we are out, I might just go for something tasty like a sausage baguette. Ooh, all right, and a glob or two of tomato ketchup. I do have some salad with it, but in the world of Mrs. H, that doesn't count. She dismisses it with, "That's no more than a garnish." And, of course, this all leads to her clambering back on her hobby horse about doing more exercise. "If you did some exercise, you'd be able to have a few treats now and again." She is right there. While I am fairly active, I don't do enough to tighten the muscles. I used to have a Wii machine which had a fitness program. I would draw the curtains and obey the instructions of an exuberant female coach performing contortions that left me aching. However, I gave it to my granddaughter. I don't know whether I'd use it now anyway. I did used to worry what the neighbours thought when a gushing American female voice was heard to inquire, "Can you feel it in your gluteus maximus?"
My gluteus what? I'm glad to say that losing weight is not one of my problems. But nevertheless, I am also discouraged from snacking. Pass the biscuits, Tim.